It's special here. You know, the bond between the terraces and the pitch is unique. It has to be that way to be successful. It's been like that for the last 6 or 7 weeks, in big numbers or small numbers when they've come. And today you saw the capability that a full hostile den can impose on top international players.
What about for you personally? You're a hero here because of all you did as a player, but now as a manager, where's this rank in your achievements so far?
First and foremost, I'm delighted for my players because they put up with me.
If you do this, then they'll put you out for a long time.
I've got a great group of lads. I love my players. I get on really well with them. It's difficult when you have to leave them out, and they fully respect my decisions, whether they like it or not. They respect it because I'm always honest. So I'm delighted first and foremost for them. My achievement this year is promotion. You know, that's what I want to be judged on this year. We want to get out of this division. We started the season looking to consolidate a playoff position and go that route in the top six. You know, if we get in the top two, brilliant, but if not a top six finish and try and get through the playoffs. We overachieved last year with spirit and determination and playing ability. We've had a slow start this year, and we've got ourselves into a good position. And this is brilliant. You know, this is great. Being a quarterfinals FA Cup for a League One side is outstanding. To do it as a conference team, another level. But the reality is we're home to Chesterfield on Tuesday night, and if anything, that becomes more important than today.
One other thought then. What does the FA Cup mean to you as a player and a manager, and just as a football person? Because it clearly seems to mean a lot more to Millwall people than, dare I say, a lot of Premier League clubs.
It's not about me being a player or a manager, it's about me being a proud Englishman. The FA Cup is a competition that we all take as part and parcel of our football life. My dad took me to an FA Cup final in Liverpool Wimbledon in '88. As a Liverpool fan, and my dad was a Wimbledon fan. I learned a lot about the FA Cup that day as an 11-year-old. And it's been that special ever since. You know, I was played on the end of some beatings and played on the end of some really good results as well. A group of lads, my players have just embraced it this year. Southend was a great local derby. Braintree, we were the one looking to get, taken to the cleaners. And then we've had three Premier League sides that have got tougher and tougher. And are we finished yet? I don't think so.
There was a lovely moment at the end then when the goal went in, because I think there were several players going off to celebrate with Sean and the rest of them jumped on you.
I think there was, I wouldn't say me, I think probably the dugout. I think it's just those moments, and what do players do? What do I do? Do I sort of lost my head for a moment and jumped around, and I hope it wasn't seen as disrespectful. It's just a moment of passion, isn't it? I think that's what football means to you, and certainly what the FA Cup means to us as a club. I was delighted today because we could have sold the stadium over twice, probably sold it out twice, and we understand fans come out for big games, but when they come out, you want them to enjoy it. I just wanted them to see a Mill performance. I just wanted them to see my players at their best, and they didn't in the first 30 minutes. We froze. After that, we were at our best, and we made it difficult for Leicester. And when you're playing against international world-class players and players that have played in the Premier League last year and won the league, that's all you can do is make it difficult. And today I'm going to enjoy that and proud of my players.
And just finally from me, Neil, this club has been through so much in the last couple of months, both on and off the field. Mm-hmm. You've won the off-field battle, it seems now, and you've made a massive step towards potentially going a long way in this competition as well. The Lions is an apt name for this club, isn't it? Because today you really roared, as you have done for the last couple of months.
Yeah, we've had a difficult few months. It affects the chairman and the board, me, because I know the ins and outs. You hide it from the players, but it's been difficult at times. And when it was really tough, coincided with us losing games. So, was that me losing my focus, knowing too much, possibly? And as it coincided our winning run, that things are looking more positive. We haven't won the battle, so there's a long way to go. But I think what today shows is this community needs this ground. We need our ground to be here. We need to use our homegrown players coming through our academy on our ground. Society needs Millwall Football Club in the heart of South London. That's been proven today.